أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون. Tadallahul Adhim. In the ayats we had been discussing yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about this person that had come from the farthest portion of the city and the da'wat and the kind of invitation that he had given his people and inviting them towards Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And the concluding ayah, Inni amantu bi rabbikum fasma'un, that he made an open declaration that certainly I have brought iman in your Rabb, in your Lord, fasma'un, then listen to me. This been made the addressee of messengers, people, actions that are whatever the case as is declared by a mu'min, a person that has brought iman in Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And according to the various narrations, they began to mob him, they began to throw stones at him, and in certain narrations they even threw rocks. In one narration, kick him, because all these had come out, and in this way his life, Allah, heed. And whilst he was being attacked in this violent manner, he continued to make one dua, Rabbi hdi qawmi, O Allah, my people, for certainly they do more and more to Allah subhanahu wa bihdi, people, for certainly they do not know. They said that if you look at the reality of it, while Zain Hati, Rabbi ul people, was he concerned about his, he is being out of this world, qawmi, and this after embracing Islam, and this is how he left this world, worried and concerned about his people. And this is really what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala wants to deliver in this part of the Quran Kareem, in the Surah Yasin. We recite it every day, and this is the kind of fikr, this is the kind of concern that should come into our hearts and our minds. Not nafsi, nafsi, not just myself, myself, but it should be my qawm, it should be my people, my family, the people around me. How are they also going to accept this deen of Allah? How are all of us going to become obedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? How are all of us going to be successful in the courts of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? Our Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the day of Qiyamah will be exclaiming and lamenting, Ummati, Ummati. And this similarity of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam needs to come into our lives also. There has to be that concern for each and every human being, each and every person, that how are all of us going to gain success. Then in reality we have fulfilled this one sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this one sunnah of the Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam, that he is being mobbed and he is worried about his people. We look in the riwayats, in the narrations, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, when he was being mobbed, he was making dua, Allahumma ghfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was being injured, and he makes dua, Allahumma ghfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. And this was the sunnah and the tariqah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. When a person lives a life like this, he gives his life up for the sake of the deen of Allah, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he comes to the end of his life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قِيلَ دُخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ, it was said to him, enter Jannah. This obviously was an announcement that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent down via the angels, via the malaika, that in the last portion of his life, as he is ushered out of this world, or after he had passed away, whatever the case may be, we see in the hadith of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a real and true martyr, a real and true shaheed, a person that gives his life for the sake of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that before his blood spills and drops onto this earth, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows him his abode in Jannat. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this announcement, or has this announcement made, قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ. And the very same thing, my qawm, my people. And he says, يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي, how I wish my people had known, when he sees these ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in Jannah. So in this dunya also, it was about my qawm, ya qawmi. At the time when he was leaving this world, it was my qawm, my people. And after he had left this world, when Allah had shown him the ni'mats of Jannah, it was ya qawmi, it was about my qawm. So this is the very, very important lesson that we learn. Bima ghafara li rabbi wa ja'alani min al mukramin. Because of what forgiveness my Rabb had forgiven me, وَجَعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ, and my Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made me amongst the people of honor. And that is the real and true ikram and honor. That is the honor from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the honor of the hereafter, the honor of this world. If it comes from Allah Rabbul Izzat, then that is a very great ni'mat from Allah. But generally the honor of this world is a very, very fictitious, a very, very superficial honor that a person goes through. We can be honored one day, we can be dishonored the next day, we can be honored in the eyes of some people, dishonored in the eyes of some people, but the real and true honor is the honor of the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says with regards to this people, وَمَا أَنزَلْنَا عَلَىٰ قَوْمِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ مِنْ جُنْدٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ. And we had passed away any large group of any army from Allah Rabbul Izzat to destroy them. وَمَا كُنَّا مُنزِلِينَ. And it was not necessary for us to have sent any group. إِن كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدًا. It was just one sayha. It was just one screeching sound. And Allah says, فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. Then they were all extinguished. In other words, they had all just died. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows Allah's qudrat, Allah's power, Allah's might. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.